Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. We are grateful to be here in the service of the Lord once again. Today is Wednesday, the ninth day of the ninth month of the year 2020. And this is just a beautiful thing to be able to come together once again here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we do know a friend who's closer than our brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. And we're just grateful that you are here to share in what God is doing. It is just beautiful to know the saints of God are coming together. So Apostle Horsley will lead us in this hour of power of prayer. Amen.
Amen, amen. Good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad, and we thank God for this Wednesday morning, another day to give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah to God. Thank God. Feeling a lot better this morning than yesterday. Praise God. Now, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, because he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, there is something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Thank you, Jesus. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we come to the broadcast, oh Lord God, pray, pray, deliverance, oh Lord God, the circle of friends. In this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, we came to praise you and to worship you, O Lord God, to speak of your goodness, O Lord God. Came, O Lord God, looking, O Lord God, to you, Lord God, because you're the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, and the last, O Lord God. We come, O Lord God, asking that you would bless each and every one, O Lord God, individually and collectively, O Lord God, on this Wednesday morning, O Lord God. That you touch, that you heal, that you deliver, that you set free, O Lord God. God, we thank you, O Lord God, for being able to wake up this morning, O Lord God. You woke us up in our right mind, O Lord God, able to praise your holy and righteous name, Lord God. Lord God, when I think about your goodness, O Lord God, and how you blessed, O Lord God, and how you delivered, Lord God, how you set free, Lord God, I want to thank you, O Lord God, and say hallelujah, Lord God. For Lord God, one day makes a difference to the next day, O Lord God. We thank you for your touch, O Lord God, upon this body, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Father, for moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, O Lord God, and raising me up again, O Lord God, that we're able to go forth in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, to praise your name, O Lord God, to worship you, O Lord God, to adore you, Lord God, just to tell you thank you, Lord God, for one more time, O Lord God, one more day, O Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, asking that you bless our children, O Lord God, our grandchildren, O Lord God, our adult children, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. It's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, in you we move, we breathe, we have our being, O Lord God. Lord God, we rebuke the power of the principalities and powers, O Lord God, spiritual wickedness in high places, O Lord God. Lord God, we cast out every vain imagination, O Lord God, and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, O Lord God, and bringing it into the obedience of Christ, O Lord God. God, we thank you for this Wednesday morning, O Lord God, because we rejoice in you, O Lord God. Lord God, you're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, and the last, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we bless your name, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, as we go through this time, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, it's chaos everywhere, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, but we break the powers of it, O Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing and deliverance, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we thank you for moving by your spirit and by your power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, because you have kept us, O Lord God, in our right mind, O Lord God. You have woke us up this morning, O Lord God. Start us on our way, O Lord God. God, we ask that you would meet the needs of your people everywhere, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Don't know which way to turn, O Lord God. There's so many things, O Lord God. Don't know what to believe and what not to believe, O Lord God. But we here, that prayer, praise, deliverance, O Lord God. We believe the report of the Lord, O Lord God. Your report says that we have the victory, O Lord God, over every weakness, shortcoming, failure, every demon, every devil, O Lord God. So we thank you this morning, God, and we praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have thine way in the name that's above every name. That at the sound of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, O Lord God. We ask that you touch, heal, deliver, and set free today, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Where anyone stands in the need, O Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, that you would bless and touch, O Lord God. Some need homes, O Lord God, still. Some need new jobs, O Lord God, because of the situation, O Lord God. Lord Jesus, we need you, Lord God, like never before, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We need that you move, O Lord God, and look on the situation, O Lord God, on every hand, O Lord God. Lord God, everyone that's in queue, O Lord God, with prayer requests, O Lord God, we pray that you touch right now in the name of Jesus, God. That you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God. You're moving by your power, O Lord God. So we come to thank you, O Lord God. We come to praise you, O Lord God. We come to exalt your name on high, O Lord God. We came to speak of your goodness, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we give thy name the honor, the glory, the praise, and we would deserve in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and moving by your power, O Lord God. God, we ask that you would touch the children, O Lord God, and the grandchildren once again, O Lord God. Lord, call your seed at Akayasa. God, we pray for the children that are going to school, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We ask that you bless them, that you protect them today, O Lord God, that they go through the classes, O Lord God. God, we ask that you protect them from the COVID virus, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you move by your spirit, O Lord God, and that you move by your power, O Lord God. So we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen again. Hallelujah. Well, we thank you. Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Hallelujah to God. We're here today. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad at. I thank God for being here. Hallelujah to God. Just pray my strength in the Lord. Hallelujah to God. We thank God for being here. Thank God for what he is doing. We had a thought in mind today. We have the scripture of the week. We thank God for it in Luke 1, 6 verses 69 said, well, in Luke, hallelujah, God, I'm trying to find it. I have this new phone. I can't pull things back up. I have to take it back to the store because I see something. Then once it goes away, it's hard to get it back. And if this goes off somewhere, hallelujah, God. But we thank God for being here this morning. So this morning we're going to thank God in the name of Jesus, the Lord God. In the midst of this time, in the midst of all the confusion that is going on, we came here to praise the Lord. We came to lift up his name. We came to exalt him in the name of Jesus. We come to tell the Lord, thank you for all our members. In the name of Jesus, we thank God. So what we're going to do this morning is, hallelujah to God, I had a scripture that I read this morning, hallelujah to God. It was over in the book of Isaiah. It was in Isaiah 26 and verse 3. It says, thou will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he that trusteth in thee. That was the only thing that I could have think that came to mind this morning, that in the time that we're going through right now, that God will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. These are times when we are running into a lot of trouble, and I would say it seems like there's a spirit that is coming up, and it's attacking the people of God. Strange as it seems, I've gotten a call from my mother, and something that just attacked her, caused her face to swell up and stuff, this, that, the other. At this time, a lot of things just be happening. There's a lot of things that are coming upon people that haven't been here in a while. Hallelujah to God. It's a change in the atmosphere. Hallelujah to God. It's a praying time. I seen something that was very disturbing on the news yesterday morning. I went to hit the remote to turn it on, but I couldn't. The TV wouldn't go off, so I couldn't know what it was. But what it is, somebody had turned the corner for a person, I guess, that they knew. They ran them over. Then they tried to back under. I think the person was hurt, so they had pulled them out from under the car, and the person backed it back around the corner, went up on the sidewalk to try to run the person over again while they were laying on the ground on the sidewalk. And never had you seen such things on the news or on the TV, but there's the atmosphere that we're living in is troubled. It's the same way that when you praise God and when the praises go up, the anointing comes down and the peace of God comes down that surpasses all understanding and it blesses you, the same way that somehow or another between the current administration and all the confusions going on and all the lying that's going on, it sort of shifted and it changed and it moved the atmosphere from atmosphere of peace to atmosphere of chaos. So I want to encourage you to pray, hallelujah, to pray without ceasing these days, hallelujah, because God is blessing us and is keeping us in Jesus' name. So we thank God and we praise God for all that he's doing in the name of Jesus. We're going to see what Pastor Donnie has, and then we're going to open up the line for prayer. We get some people to pray today. Hallelujah. We pray that you are there and can pray today. Hallelujah to God. We'll see what you have, and we'll be right back. Thank you, Pastor Donnie. You have.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Once again, I am grateful to be here. And I do want to share something that happened this week. I was actually, it was Monday, I think it was Sunday evening night, I heard this noise and I thought somebody was trying to get into my house. And so I got up and I went out and I looked. I didn't see anything. I didn't see anybody. So I closed the doors. I mean, my screens were locked. I can lock my screens and I like to have the air blowing through the house, the fresh air of the wind of God. So anyway, the next morning I got up, it must have been Monday morning, door, and there was one of my limbs on my tree had broken, and it was hanging right over my power line. And I thank God how when the limb bent, it didn't fall all the way down. It was just hanging out of the tree, all the way from the tree to the ground. And the way it fell or the way it broke, it just hovered right there just above the power line. So the power line didn't come down. So I'm just thanking God for his protection. You know, when we pray and we ask God to protect us from dangers seen and unseen, I mean, that could have been a dangerous thing if that had broken that line and just fallen off and down. So I thank God that I was able to get someone to come yesterday and chop down the branch that was hanging like that, you know. So I'm just grateful for the things that God does, and I know it's him that's protecting us. So I just wanted to share that, and I want us to continue to pray for marriages, and also to pray for protection of our country and also people around the world from the evil plans and plots of the demonic spirits that are out there. So just praying for protection for our land and the world. They request this morning. Amen. And that's what I have to share.
Amen. Amen. We thank you for sharing. Hallelujah. We thank you for it very much. Hallelujah, God. So we want to get your prayer request or anybody have a prayer request or a testimony and to be able to give your name and to be able to pray. Let us know to pray, and if you're not, just say listening and we'll move on from there. Thank you. Amen.
Good morning. This is Alice Marie. I just like to give a testimony. I like to thank God for all the miracles and praise God for all the miracle and blessings that he has stored over my life of all since I've been in this life. And I just want to thank him for those blessings and miracles. And I'm listening.
Thank you. That's Alice Marie. Mm-hmm. You have another? Hello, did I?
Good morning.
Is this someone? Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Sister Jeannie. Asking for continued prayer for myself and my family, and also my cousin Brenda is going for a big test today. So, and also my cousin Brenda.
Okay.
Brenda, and also I thank God for waking me up this morning, my right mind, and also God bless this country because we really definitely need it now. Thank you. God bless. Just listening.
You have another prayer request, testimony? Hallelujah to God. Amen. Well, we thank God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. I'm putting in the prayer request that I'll be able to get some help with this telephone here. Hallelujah to God.
Okay.
I think I want to go buy a simple phone. This phone just does everything. The minute that you touch it, it does something else. Hallelujah to God. Yes, someone else come in? Amen. But we have the prayer request. Let's come in. Let's just praise the Lord a few minutes here and worship the Lord. Hallelujah to God.
And hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. We praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, that the Lord is so what's happening up here.
God,
to be cool,
God,
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 Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Yes.
We
Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes, 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 yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Lord God. Hallelujah. All our righteousness, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Have thy way, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Inhabit them, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Hallelujah, that's above every day. We come to praise you, God. We come to worship you, Lord God. We come to thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah,
Jesus, Lord God. We come to praise you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy that endures forever, Lord God. We came to worship, God. We came to praise you, Lord God. We come to thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You on our side, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you and we worship you, Lord God. You're the same God. Hallelujah. You're the same God. We pray for Lord God. Hallelujah. That's the living Daniel, Lord God. You're the same God. Not the Father's own, Lord God. We come on, Lord God, in this hour of power. Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord God. Worship you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. We praise you, Lord God. For the strength that you give us, oh Lord God. Carry through, God. In the name of the worthy God of the glory, the honor and praise, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My soul say yes. My heart say yes, Lord God. Everybody in my being say yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for your strength, Lord God. Go through, Lord God. We thank you. We praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, for moving, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God, for the fellowship, God. We praise you, Lord God. Praise you again, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, from the rising to the sun, to the going down of the same, oh Lord God, you need to pre-praise, oh Lord God. So we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, oh Lord God, see you, oh your son, and I call you. Hallelujah, go call, right, son, and I call you, see you, God. Hallelujah, you alone, and I call you, oh your child, God. Worthy of the praise, the honor, and the glory, Baba Kadiosi. God, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, God, for breaking up the principalities, oh Lord God, for breaking up the kingdoms, oh Lord God. We praise you, oh Lord God, for your power, your mighty acts, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your love, oh hallelujah. We praise you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, God, we praise you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus. So we praise you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. And we give you thanks, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We have 10,000 times, oh Lord God. We need to praise you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy, oh Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. Yes, God. In the name, oh Lord God, it's above every name, oh Lord. Thank you, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We praise you, God, and we worship you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name
of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. So we thank you, God. We praise you.
Hallelujah. In the name
of Jesus, God. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. We give you the praise, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We came to worship you, Lord God. We came to praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come to tell you thank you, Lord God. We come to thank you, Lord God. We come to praise you, Lord God. We come to honor you, Lord God, with the fruit of our lips, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God. Praising you, Lord God, for the movement of your spirit, Lord God. For the movement of your power, of power of prayer, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. We've got to pray, Father, in the name of you. While we're here, hallelujah, does anyone else that has joined us since we started praising the Lord that may have another prayer request, hallelujah, that I have not given your name, Abel Shita Nakayasa, at this time? Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Did anyone have not given their name at this time? All your prayer requests. Hallelujah to God.
Good morning, this is Chris.
Good morning, Minister Chris. Good to hear your voice. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Hallelujah to God. Someone's taking a test today. They have a big test, you say, this morning. Somebody put a prayer request for somebody that's taking a test. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father,
yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Cousin named Brenda.
Yes. Yes, he's been going for a big test this morning.
Okay. You said the name is Brenda?
Yes, Brenda.
You pray that God bless and let everything come back up today. Remember, it's in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I couldn't hear the phone yet when Pastor told us how she did on her her test she took on the weekend. Hallelujah to God. But I know she had the victory. Hallelujah on that. Thank you, God. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we bring these requests before you in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, Lord God, that you answer every request, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we're praying, O Lord God, for family members, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those are some that are in hospitals, O Lord God. There are some that are in hospice, O Lord God. There are some, O Lord God, that are just going through, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we thank you for Pastor Darlene, oh Lord God, and thank you for protecting our house, oh Lord God, and protecting the power line, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. For when limbs fall off a tree, Lord God, it could cause devastation, oh Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you for that being taken care of in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, by your power, Lord God. We ask that you would bless Minister Chris, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless our business that we have, oh Lord God. Bless all entrepreneurs, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those who have an appointment for jobs, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for Brother Fletcher today. Forget that he's gone for a disability, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would move by your spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you touch Minister Linda, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, Minister Janice, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, touch my wife, oh Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. Moving by your spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. So we thank you, oh Lord God, and we praise you this morning, oh Lord God. And we worship you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray for the President of this United States, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would touch his heart and his mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray, oh Lord God, our country, this United States of America, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the whole world, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, about this pandemic, oh Lord God, that we can have here, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You're the only one that can stop it, Lord God, and you're the only one that will stop it, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we pray for the peace, oh Lord God, of Jerusalem, oh Lord God. Lord God, you said that they shall prosper who love thee, oh Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask that you would just touch right now, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit, oh Lord God, and that you would move by your power, Lord God, that you would strengthen us, oh Lord God, as we go throughout this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray for marriages, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would touch, oh Lord God, that you would heal, oh Lord God, that you would put back together, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray for those, oh Lord God, who are separating, oh Lord God. There are those that are contemplating the divorce, oh Lord God, and waiting for the divorce decree come through, oh Lord God. We pray, and oh Lord God, that they would reconsider, oh Lord God, the situation, oh Lord God, and bring that curse of destruction of divorce into the bloodline, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, oh Lord God. We pray that you touch, oh Lord God, and that you would keep, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would bless our going out, oh Lord God, and our coming in, oh Lord God, this time, even forever, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would bless and strengthen us right now, in Jesus' name, oh Lord God, that you would keep, oh Lord God. Lord God, bless young Jazzy, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless our child, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So God, we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen again. Hallelujah to God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. That name that is above every name. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the scripture of the week. Hallelujah, it's found in Luke. Hallelujah. The first chapter of Luke, hallelujah. I think it's 78 and 79. Hallelujah to God. It says, Thy tender mercy of the Lord, of the Lord God, whereby the day spring from on high has visited us to give light to those that sat in darkness, hallelujah to God, and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into a place of peace. We thank God for the scripture of the week. We thank God because he's moving by his spirit and by his power. We thank God because of what he's doing in our lives. His tender mercy, his mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah. So we say, great is thy faithfulness. What I'm reminded of is when Jesus came and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Hallelujah to God. And immediately he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil of Satan, and when he got back, he began to preach, and he also spoke there. He said, "They that sat on the reed sea of darkness, they have saw a great light." It's time now that everyone begins to see the light of God. Hallelujah to God! It's time now that everyone's calling on the mercies of God. You know, the saying is, it's our time now to let our light shine forth in God, in the name of Jesus. This light from the day spring, hallelujah to God, to lead us and to guide our feet into a place of peace. That place of peace would be in the praises of God, in the worship of God, hallelujah to God. I have to experience worshiping. If you say something and you begin to preach something, you begin to expound on something, God see that you will begin to live it. The body had gotten attacked, and I just, only thing to do, didn't have no medication, just had to begin to praise God and begin to worship God and begin to sing songs, hallelujah to God, and begin to labor in the worship, in the labor, in the praises of God. After a while, relief started coming, hallelujah to God, just by the praises, hallelujah to God. I had to stay and worship God and tell the Spirit inside, the Holy Ghost that's inside of us, the Spirit of the living God begins to move. Once it begins to move, the Holy Spirit begins to move, it begins to push other things out of the body, begin to push the back pain out, hallelujah to God. It could begin to push the uneasiness out, hallelujah to God. I tell you, when you begin to worship God and when you begin to praise God, it's going to make a difference in your life, hallelujah to God. A lot of times what we have now is I call it mass confusion. A lot of things are coming up now to offset you to offset your balance. Hallelujah to God. In the name of Jesus. Once you get confused, you're not able to do things for the Lord. You're not able to go into the Spirit of God. Once you get confused, hallelujah to God, and once you're in a place where there's no peace in your mind, in your body, in your mind, in your spirit, hallelujah to God, then it's like every evil work comes up to attack you, hallelujah to God. Even though we're going into the time of the year, of this year here, where the presidential election is going on, you have to guard your heart and your mind in the word of God, hallelujah to God. What happened is they sent out a spirit of confusion. They sent out a spirit where everybody looks like everybody is lying, and you can't really discern who's lying, because a lie sounds just like the truth until it's proven otherwise, hallelujah to God. And once this confusion comes, it offsets your prayer life, it offsets everything, hallelujah to God. And what happens once you get confused, your prayer life goes, if this is what we're going through now with this pandemic, this is an attack against the body of Christ, what it is. It's an attack against God's church. It's an attack against the Christians. It's an attack against us. Stay here, praise, and worship God. They went back to open up the sports arena, open up different things, hallelujah to God. But yet in a lot of states, the churches are still closed because they don't want you to come together and focus yourself and begin to worship God. My word to you is that you have to have your own private time of worshiping and praising God. You have to have your own time of talking to the Lord, hallelujah to God. Else you get carried away with every wind and doctrine and everything that goes on. But it says here, keep your mind, that he gave me in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. You have to more or less keep your mind stayed on God these days. It's not a matter of taking a break, hallelujah to God. Everywhere you look, there's something to pray about, hallelujah to God. The chaos is going on. People are chilling, hallelujah to God. It seems like the law enforcement, hallelujah to God, is against a certain group of people, hallelujah to God. And as long as they can keep something going on and keep the confusion going on, you're not going to be able to be settled, hallelujah. When you get upset, when you get disturbed, hallelujah to God, then the enemy is allowed to come in. He's able to come in and attack the body, hallelujah to God. He's able to come in and cause your mind to skip by things and you forget about what you're doing, hallelujah to God. And what the worst thing that happens is you forget to praise God. Sometimes I've talked to people recently who they have gotten so depressed that they cannot see the power of God. They cannot see the workmanship of God's hand in the most difficult places. If you listen to them, they will depress you because they say, this is happening, and they got the attack, hallelujah to God, this is going on, that going on. I said, what about the power of God? I said, the adversary, the devil, he's not stronger than God, hallelujah to God. This thing is just an illusion, hallelujah to God. If you just have to press through it, you have to break the yokes, hallelujah, of the devil, hallelujah to God. You have to cast down the vain imagination, hallelujah to God. You have to be strong and sure. As Paul said, I have been persuaded that nothing shall separate me from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus, hallelujah to God. So we're going to stand strong. We're going to believe God, hallelujah to God. And we're going to bless his name, hallelujah to God. Well, I'm glad I call you able Yasha. Yes, God. We have to take God at his word. I had shared something, and I'm just about done. Not feeling as strong as I'd like to feel today, hallelujah to God. We're doing fine. We're not sick today. We're not hurting. Thank God. Oh, my goodness. Boy, when you get sick and you start hurting, boy, me. That's altogether another story there. But we thank God. But what I want to share was that I had shared this here with a few people. And I told them, I said, take a dollar, $1 bill. And I told them to write on the dollar bill that I and the Father and Jesus are one. On in the Gospel, chapter 17 of John, when Jesus went back to the Father, And he said, Father, the hour has come, that's where it's at. He said, glorify me with the glory I have with you before the world was. He said, I glorify it and I will glorify it. But when he said that he's gone back to the Father, he said, if you love the Father, then the Father will love you. He went back to the Father. So he's in the Father and we're in him. And in Jesus, it dwelled all the fullness of the Godhead. And we that have his Holy Spirit, the fullness of the Godhead dwells inside of us. Hallelujah to God. And I told people to put that on the dollar, on a $1 bill. Tape it to the bathroom mirror. And the dollar is symbolic of letting you know that God is real and that you are God is one. And therefore nothing shall be impossible to you because you believe in God. That Holy Spirit that's inside of you, you could call it up, hallelujah to God. You could worship it. That's what I have to do. I have to go and worship God. I have to go and praise God because the Holy One of God, that Holy Spirit that is inside of you, it's able to rise up. It's able to come up inside of you. It's able to push the sickness out of the body. It's able to push disease out of the body. It's able to heal the body. You just have to take time and work on that healing. You have to take time and work on that deliverance, hallelujah to God, because that power is inside of you. That's why I said, behold the tabernacle of God, hallelujah. Jesus told them to stay in Jerusalem till they received the promise. And when they received the promise, then suddenly it came, a rushing and a mighty wind. And everyone that had taken the dollar and had taken it to the mirror, wherever you look at it, wherever you could pass by it, every time you would see the dollar, it was symbolic of reminding you that you and God is one, that you made whole in him. The person with all the fullness of the Godhead, you're a member of the kingdom of heaven. This dollar is symbolic of that day, that you would look at it and know that you could do all things through Christ that strengthened you. Hallelujah to God. You have the Holy Spirit, it dwells inside of you. This would just shift, hallelujah to God. It would shift things inside of your life, the worship and the praise God, hallelujah to God. Every time you look at, hallelujah to God, you remember that you and God are one, that he is there, he's omnipresent, hallelujah. He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, even until the end of the age, hallelujah to God. God is always there. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first and the last, hallelujah to God. I tell you, it was a time there, getting over yesterday to the day. Hallelujah to God. He comes to press you, trying to make you figure that there's something wrong, that you did something wrong. That's not true. He's fighting you because you're of God. You have the Holy One. You have an unto from the Holy God, hallelujah, living inside of you, hallelujah to God. That's why the pressure is coming to you. That's why there's the onslaught. If he can get you to doubt, hallelujah to God. If he gets you to doubt and change the way that you believe in him, hallelujah to God. But keep your mind in the perfect peace with God, hallelujah to God. Keep your mind stayed on him, hallelujah to God. Keep your mind on Jesus, hallelujah. He's the day spring, hallelujah to God. He will lead you and he will guide you into all truth. And we thank you, God, and we praise you for this time in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to put the remainder portion for this hour of power prayer in the hands of Pastor Darlene. Hallelujah to God. And we thank you and we praise you for it. Lord God, I pray that this word that you gave today, Lord God, it was very sporadic here and there, oh Lord God, that we bring it to you, Lord God, to set it in an orderly life, oh Lord God, that you would see it, oh Lord God, that they'd be able to glean from it, oh Lord God, and take what part of it's for them, oh Lord God, and that you just bless them and keep them, oh Lord God, and bless us and keep us in Jesus' name. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Pastor Darling, we thank you for the time this morning. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Once again, we thank you, Apostle Horsley, because we know we are one with the Father. And so, you know, as we're moving on in him, we know that we can do exploits against the devil. We can destroy his territory, destroy his kingdom. And we know that God is faithful to his word, and we will be faithful to him as we look to move on in the Lord. And this morning, I'm just going to see if our Sister Chris is available to pray before we leave today. Sister Chris, are you available to pray?
Yes, ma'am.
You can? Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we worship your holy name, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord God. Lord God, we enter your gates with thanksgiving and praise, Father God. Lord God, we just ask you today, Lord God, as we come before you, Lord God, we command our day, Father God. Lord God, that we will run and not be weary, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for increasing our territory today, Father God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for giving us favor, Lord God. Lord God, that you are summoning our helpers from all around the world, Lord God, to come and help us, Lord God, to relieve us, Lord God, to give us favor, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we are commanding our day, Lord God, that we will be blessed, Father God. Lord God, that good things will be happen to us, Father God. We will get good news, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just ask you, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus Christ, that we just put it on our families, Lord God, our loved ones, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for salvation, Lord God. We pray for surrendering, Lord God. Lord God, we surrender everything to you today, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for those, Lord God, that's mourning, Lord God, that's going through, Father God. Lord God, we pray for those that are depressed, Lord God. We're standing in the gap for them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Ask you to break every chain, Lord God. Break every generational curse right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that we will walk in abundance, Lord God. Lord God, that you will continue to lead, Lord God, to lead us against lead us in those green pastures, Lord God, against those still waters, Father God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for you are that rod and that staff, Lord God, that comfort us, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you today, Father God, for preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies, Father God, that you will anoint our head with oil, Lord God, as our cup runneth over, Father God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, Lord God. Lord God, everything that you're doing in the spirit realm, Lord God. Lord God, we just ask you to increase our relationship with you, Lord God. Increase our faith, Lord God. Increase our time, Lord God, that we seek after you, Lord God. For you said that those that seek you early will find you, Lord God. Lord God, we're seeking you, Lord God. We're standing in the gap, Lord God, asking for our prayers to be heard, to be fervent and effective right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for being our Redeemer, Lord God. Thank you for your redeeming blood, Lord God, that's redeemed us, Lord God, that we don't have to die in sin, Lord God, but we can have a new life, Lord God, a new life in you, Father God. We thank you for that day, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for redeeming us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we don't have to die in sin, Father God, but we can be released, Lord God. We can be redeemed, Lord God. We can have a new heart, a new mind, just a whole new situation in Christ, Lord God. And I thank you for that today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the knowledge of Christ today, Lord God. And I pray that you will increase our knowledge, Jesus. Increase, Lord God. Keep us from having a strong appetite for you, Lord God, where nothing's enough, Lord God. That we just bring you into our day, our daily life, Lord God. You are our daily bread, Lord God. You are our daily bread, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. Lord God, you said that we will hunger no more, Lord God, for after the living word, Lord God. You are the living word, Lord God. And I appreciate, Lord God, being able to get on the prayer line in the morning and being able to seek you, Lord God. Lord God, that we've been able to stand together, Lord God, and lift each other up, Lord God. Lord God, I just pray, Lord God, you continue to bless this prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, bless Sister Darlene and Apostle Horsley, Lord God, and Sister Belinda and Sister Linda, Lord God. Lord God, everybody on the prayer lines, Lord God, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you continue to bless them, bless their children, Lord God. We're praying for salvation for the kids, Lord God. Lord God, we bind all peer pressure, Father God. Lord God, we bind all spirits, Lord God, and anything trying to come against the children, Lord God, the youth, Father God. We pray for the youth, Father God. I pray for my nephew, Caleb, Lord God, that you continuously to keep him, Lord God. Give him a renewed mind today, Lord God, a renewed spirit, Father God. We come against anything that's coming against the knowledge of Jesus Christ and his life, Lord God. We bind everything in high places, Lord God. We bind every spirit and principality right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come against
anything, Lord God, coming against the knowledge of Jesus Christ in his life, Father God. Lord God, we ask you for a renewed anointing, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you order footsteps today, Lord God. Lord God, open doors, Lord God. And Lord God, close some doors, Jesus, that need to be closed, Lord God. We ask for the strength, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to keep going, Lord God. To keep going, Jesus, to keep going. To Lord God, we pray for steadfastness, Lord God. We pray for the mercy to be steadfast and unremovable, Jesus. Lord God, I pray today, Lord God, that you give us strength. And Lord God, I just worship your holy name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Chris, for the prayer. And I just want to thank everyone for being here today. And as we're leaving, we will not leave the presence of the Lord. So, Lord, we just pray. We thank you that you seal the word, oh God, that we heard this morning. Continue to build our Apostle Horsley, bless his body, oh God, and strengthen him with on every side, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, each and every one who's here today, we pray that you increase our faith in you, oh God. We know that the faith of the grain of mustard seed will move mountains, oh God. So we decree and declare that mountains are being removed in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, today that the blood of Jesus is covering us and protecting us and helping us as we go along, oh God. We know, Father, today that without you we are nothing. Without you we are like a ship without a sail. And so this morning, oh God, I rebuke and cast out all spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation through the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, today that we receive deliverance through the blood of Jesus. We're glad today, oh God, because we're receiving abundance and prosperity through the blood of Jesus, and we receive healing and health because of what Jesus did. Because of the stripes, we are healed, oh God. So we thank you for the healing today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we command this morning all accusers to depart through the blood of Jesus, everyone that has spoken an evil word against us, oh God. We decree and declare that that word is nullified in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Lord, we speak to every witch, warlock, and wizard out there that their plans are being stopped, oh God, and we call them into the kingdom so that they can be a part of the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we are thanking you, Lord, today for our Sister Marie, our Sister Darlene, our Sister Grace, our Sister Jeannie, oh God, Apostle Horsley, our Sister Marie, oh God, once again. We pray for our Sister Charlotte and Sister Glenda, our Sister Yvonne, our Sister Chris, our Sister Janice, our Sister Renee, oh God. We pray, God, today for Sister Mary, Sister Belinda, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today for Sister Lynn, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Pastor Scholastica, Lord, Sister Juanita, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray and thank you, Lord, today that you bless our families, oh God, and help our families to keep their eyes on you, God. And we are covered by your blood, oh God, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. This is our heritage as your servants, Lord. And our righteousness is of thee, said the Lord. We pray for Sister Dorothy, oh God, Brother James, God. We pray, God, today for people we may not have heard in quite a while, Lord, but we are thanking you for just blessing them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Pastor Pam and Pastor Abraham, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We say hallelujah and amen, amen, and amen. Praise our Lord. So everybody be blessed. I love each and every one of you. I thank each and every one who has sown into the ministry, sown into my life, sown into each other's lives, that whatever seed you have sown will be multiplied at least 1,000 times, as spoken of in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. Be blessed today. Come back tomorrow. Bring someone with you and continue to praise the Lord because he is good and his mercies endure forever. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.